Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Senior NFL writer, CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ, Jonathan Jones with the Bull and the Fox. Jonathan, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Where are you quarantined, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm in my home base of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Nice. How are things in Charlotte, North Carolina? Do you at least have decent weather there to like take a walk and stuff like that? We don't hear.
Yeah, getting a lot of walking in. I'll tell you this, it's interesting. Listen, I think we all understand that without all the testing and all that, that the numbers are suppressed. But interestingly enough, it just came out yesterday that my zip code still has zero known cases of COVID-19. So I'm hoping that we keep this going as one of the top 25 cities in America. I don't think it's going to last very long, but I'm holding on to it right now.
Yeah, right. Not likely, but... Jonathan, let's talk some football here, which is, you know, at first I think a lot of us thought it was a bad look to do this, and I think now we all appreciate the distraction when with not much else going on. Let's begin. I know you thought highly. I was looking at your draft or your free agency grades, and you gave the Browns a really good grade for both Conklin and Hooper, the two big additions that they've made. Why did you like both those moves so much?
Well, I've liked Austin Hooper for a long time. I've covered the Falcons a lot, obviously being right up the interstate from them. So I've been paying attention to Austin Hooper for really his entire career. You knew that it was going to cost, whether or not in any other year he's going to cost that much, if the tight end market was going to be better, if there was going to be more tight ends in the draft. Maybe you don't pay that much. That's okay, though. I'm not concerned about that. So they got the best tight end that was out there. They got the best right tackle that was out there. And so they've clearly upgraded at two positions of need to some degree, and they did it with the best guys out there. Again, when you have the cap space that the Browns had, it honestly doesn't matter to me how much money they have to pay for them, because you have to make those calls. So I was pleased with both of those. They were right there at the front of the line when the market opened and they got their guys. So good on the Browns and first-year GM Andrew Berry.
You think that this shows the Browns are trying to put everything they can around Baker Mayfield and give him another opportunity after a really miserable sophomore season?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there were many excuses last year, especially with how loaded they were. And listen, I understand that there are some excuses. I know that the receivers and their injuries and who should have had surgery when and all that. I got it. I know that the schedule was front loaded, all of those things, right? Was back loaded. All of those things, I got it. But he should have been better last year, and it's very refreshing to hear Cleveland folks being just frank about it. And so at this point, going into this season, with how there are so many weapons at every position, not just weapons, but the front line is solidified pretty well in an NFL where it's really hard to get five really good offensive linemen, especially how they're playing in college these days, there are no excuses, no reasons for Baker Mayfield and this offense to not be successful moving forward.
Agreed, Jonathan. I mean, they still have a big hole at left tackle, which I assume will address in the first round, if not probably early in the draft. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, they've got he's got a ridiculous amount of weapons, which should be an improved offensive line. And he can't be coached any worse because, obviously, Freddie Kitchens was – and that factored into some of his struggles, a terrible coach. And we'll see. It's another first-year head coach. With if you look at the other moves, the Browns made a bunch of, you know, smaller moves, Case Keenum, JoJo Natson, a bunch of, you know, solid players on defense, if not spectacular. Were there any of their other moves that stood out to you at all?
Well, you know, the Case Keenum move did stand out to me because it stood out to me because he was at the very front of the backup quarterback market. At least he got signed very quickly. I don't know if his play necessitates that. And certainly when I saw the contract, again, 3 years, $18 million, I don't mind overpaying for Conklin. I don't mind overpaying for Hooper. But 3 years, $18 million with 10 in total guarantees, like, that seemed a little high to me. I'm probably being nitpicky. And okay, that's fine. I did very much like the safety additions. I think Andrew Sandeo has plenty left in the tank. Carl Joseph still can be that stumper, and it's very low-risk moves there, 1 year, around $2 million. Where I'm looking at the Browns right now, though, that the linebacker spot, that's the one kind of soft spot, right? Obviously losing Kirksey, obviously Schober, and so who are they going to get there at the linebacker spot? That's what I'm looking at for the Browns moving forward in these next couple waves of free agency.
Jonathan, have you watched The Tiger King yet on Netflix?
You know what? My girlfriend and I are quarantined, and I promise you that is next up in the queue.
I binged it in 2 days, which is I could have done it in one, but I did three episodes the first night and then three episodes last night. One of the wildest, crazy stories I think you can ever imagine, and these people are like the weirdest, wild, crazy people you could even picture on Earth. So I highly recommend that. Also, McMillions. Have you seen McMillions?
I love McMillions. I remember the initial story. I think maybe it was in Wired. I very much loved McMillions. It probably could have been like 1.5 episodes shorter. You know, it got all into the touchy-feely stuff at the end, and yeah. I don't really care about that. I don't care how these people's lives are ruined.
I had no sympathy for those people, John. They were crying to each other. I had no sympathy for them. They stole money, essentially.
That part didn't work for me. But, yeah, the Tigers thing on Netflix, I can't wait to dive into that tonight.
Jonathan Jones joins us, senior NFL reporter, CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ. Any chance that the Browns could try and trade Odell Beckham Jr. here?
They could try, but I don't know what the compensation would be necessarily. Listen, the Vikings got a pretty decent haul for Stephon Diggs, and they got the Bills because the Bills were desperate because they need a wide receiver. Honestly, the compensation that they got, that first and others, the later round picks, would not look as much if Bill O'Brien were a competent general manager, right? Because the DeAndre Hopkins trade makes everything look foolish because of how foolish that, in fact, is. I say all that to say there's going to be 24 wide receivers taken in this year's draft, and these guys are really good. There's going to be 5 or 6 in the first round, 12 by the end of day 2. And so I don't know what the market, what the sort of trade market is going to be for an Odell Beckham. I don't think you're going to get what you could have gotten for Odell a year ago, right? And so because of that, I don't think it's going to be worth it to trade him.
We're talking with Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Jonathan, what are some of the moves you've seen from other teams besides the Browns that had you scratching your head, like, why did they do this? For me, that stood out was Melvin Gordon. I didn't understand. I think Philip Lindsay has been much better than Melvin Gordon the last couple of years, so I'm a little curious about that move. Whether it's that or whatever, what stood out to you as moves you didn't like?
Well, I don't really understand the Patriots standing so pat right now, having lost the greatest quarterback of all time, Nate Ebner, Landon Roberts. They lost Ted Karras, Danny Shelton, Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy. And I still have more guys that I can talk about, right? And what they've added is Brian Hoyer and Demir Byrd, and they franchised an offensive lineman. So, like, they still have plenty more to do. And they have really little cap space, 4 picks in the top 100. I'm waiting for them to do a little something else. I think the other one, we all are obviously talking about the Texans trade. But really, I do not appreciate or understand why the Dallas Cowboys, really for the past 10 to 12 months have not been able to strike a deal with Dak Prescott. You have a top five quarterback in the NFL currently, especially when you project what he is going to be and how young he is. When you see that he has gotten you 40 wins in his career there, which averages out to $122,000 that you have paid him per win, why don't you go ahead, rip that Band-Aid off and pay him right now? Because the money's just going to keep going up. The salary cap's going to keep going up. The spike from the TV revenue is going to happen in a couple of years, and you're going to have to pay him even more money. So why don't you do it now? Because you know what you got, and you know you don't want to let him go. Doing this franchise tag deal with him, the exclusive rights, all that, it's just going to come back and bite you. Maybe not this year, but in 2022, or when that spike in his number goes up in 2024, you're going to wish that you had done this in 2019.
Jonathan, you're there in Charlotte now. Let me ask you your thoughts on Cam and why he's not, you know, on another team right now.
Well, I mean, he could probably pass a very basic physical. You know, if you pay attention to his Instagrams, which he wants you to pay attention to them. But I don't know. I do know that if they were rolling the ball out there and playing a game tomorrow, he could not play in a football game tomorrow. You do have the issue with his shoulder that's been surgically repaired twice in the past 3+ years. You have the Liz Frank injury that was operated on back in December. And then in January, he had another procedure that reported where to increase the blood circulation and flow in his legs. So you have a lot of stuff that's going on with Cam. And with the COVID-19 rules and regulations and restrictions on NFL teams, where you can't bring in potential free agents and you certainly can't have your doctors lay their hands on these guys, it's making it very difficult for Cam. Let's not forget Jameis Winston also with that meniscus surgery that he had. It's going to be tough on him. It's going to be tough on the team that wants to draft Tua Tagovailoa with that hip. All of these guys that have injury concerns to some degree or another are going to see their process delayed a bit. I don't think Tua is going to fall to the third round or anything. You know, I'm not saying anything like that, but we are going to see a lot of delays and stuff like that. And for Cam, right now, no one's going to trade for his contract, right? No one's going to want him to be on the books at $20 million. And so you can just wait for the Panthers to eventually release him because, of course, they're going to. And once they do and you have surveyed everything and you understand that he's healthy enough to bring him in, you can get him at a pretty cheap rate, especially cheap for somebody who was a 2015 NFL MVP.
Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. So you mentioned Cam, you mentioned Jameis briefly. Also, Andy Dalton, three guys that have been starters in the league for a long time. Your best guess at this point, where do all three end up?
Well, you know, Dalton for me was supposed to go to the New England Patriots. I know a lot of people had him there. It's difficult to find a spot for him right now. I know the Chargers are reportedly standing pat, which would indicate that they're interested in a Justin Herbert. You know, the tough part for me right now, again, and it goes back to coronavirus and COVID-19, is that if you are in some sort of win-now mode, continuity, number one, is going to be key. So that's why I really like the Tennessee Titans and the AFC South. They kept the band together for the most part. And if you're not going to have off-season activities, if training camp gets pushed, if you lose a couple preseason games, you know, let's say we all start when we think we're going to start after Labor Day, but the off-season program was truncated, the teams that clearly are going to have an advantage are the teams that were mostly together in 2019 going into 2020. Now, secondarily on that, the teams that now have a new quarterback, that veteran quarterback who understands what's going on, the Tom Brady in Tampa, Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis, even though his arm is shot and he hurts your team later on in the season, they are going to be better positioned in September. And so that's why it's difficult for me to see like a Jared Stidham playing right away for the New England Patriots, especially if things are truncated. It's tough for me to see the Chargers drafting a Justin Herbert and then throwing him out there week one when he's thrown seven passes to Mike Williams on a field. That's going to be the very interesting thing moving forward for all these NFL teams.
Jonathan, Jadeveon Clowney is still out there in free agency. Everson Griffin, Robbie Anderson, Devontae Freeman. Who are some of the interesting names out there that you may be surprised are still available?
Clowney, but of course that's because his number's pretty high. Everson Griffin and the Vikings were doing that dance for a while. He's going to land somewhere. I think everyone is encouraged by him saying that he's in the best both physical and mental shape of his professional career. Robbie Anderson, again, going back to the wide receiver market and the draft class that's coming up, not surprised that he's not getting the money that he necessarily thought that he would, because teams aren't all getting in on that. So, Clowney, back to the Seahawks. Griffin's not going to the Vikings. You can see him maybe doing a Colts move. I think they still need some pass rush if they can afford him, which they can. And then Robbie Anderson should just go back to the dance with the one who brought him and do it again with the Jets, because they absolutely need a wide receiver. I could see him going to Washington, though, because they really need a wide receiver.
Jonathan, we appreciate the time, man. Stay well, stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.